Blog Talk Radio.
This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in the dictionary on our persistence, kid. Yeah. Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay?
Good afternoon, traders. It is 3 p.m. You know what that means? It is power hour. It is Thursday. Welcome to Traders Network Live podcast on blogtalkradio.com. As I talk about the market with the last hour, I'll possibly make some trades. Last night webinar was amazing. We have another webinar coming up. It's part of a 5 webinar series. I highly recommend that you join. The link is in the description. So let's get right to it. You know how this thing goes, right? It's pretty much
bulls make money, bears make money, pigs make it slaughtered.
It's true. It's really true, right? It's pretty much the
house of pleasure.
Got a soundboard. This is gonna be a fun show. So pretty much I'm talking about stocks we're looking to buy into, stocks that I've already owned or about to buy, or even I would be no recommend anymore. I do not recommend Plug. PLUG. I've been a huge supporter for the last 2 years, made so much money on them. But they're right now they're in the
House of Pain.
They're in the House of Pain right now. They're really bad. We're gonna break them down real quick. 274 and are falling. Just a week and a half ago, they're in a $3 range. They're at 274 and it's going lower. I do not recommend them anymore. Mr. Andy Merch, you're an asshole. I'm just going to put it out there. Right now, he's on my shit list. Because he knows. This is too fun. Alright. So right now, I'm going to explain to you why TVIX is actually pulling back in price. Well, the S&P's up huge right now. SPY is still teetering, but overall the market's pretty good. The breaking news. The Fed sold off some a lot of bonds. $30 million worth of bonds at the 30-year highs. They sold them off. So the reason why the market's doing good right now, they sold them off at auctions, so somebody bought them. The reason why they're doing really well right now. And the market right now. So right now, it sits at 206 with a 207. I'm looking for a close at 310 or above. I'll be very happy right there. I believe 205 is support. So we're almost close to the support. I don't want to break that. I won't buy into this until we break 225. 225 is the resistance. Once we break 225 and hit 230, that's an indication that a bull pattern is on the way for TVIX. Right now, it's still in a bearish pattern. It's still in a downward pattern. Even though we hit 225, we didn't break it. We have to break it. We have to go to 230. Well, then I could be convinced enough that we're in a bull pattern. I'm going to buy into this. You know what usually happens when we test resistance? The stock pulls back. Once the stock pulls back, it has to regroup, and then it makes it run up again. Right now, we're at 206. 205, 206, I want to call that support. Let's see if we can hold it here. We can bounce off of this. So we're going to be playing close attention right now on TVIX. I have a message on Facebook. That's great. I'm getting confirmation that the CEO of AXXE is going to be on our show next week. Hold on. I have to go on hold for 1 second, guys. This is huge. All right, I am back. This is good news. So, it's confirmed. The CEO of AXXE is coming onto our show next week. I will give the exact date in the next podcast. This is big news, guys. Now I'm freaking psyched. You guys have no idea. Like, I know it's about to happen soon because I've been waiting for it. I'm a huge supporter. It's a spec play, but they have so much going on right now. They have marketing applications and deals with Rock Nation Sports. That's the sports agency that Jay-Z owns. Now there's stuff coming along. They're possibly doing stuff with WWE, which is humongous. WWE is huge. Because WWE is growing their workout brand. You know, they came out with Stephanie McMahon's and Triple H's workout product, their DVD. So they're going to be integrating probably their workout stuff, and AXXE will fit in real well with that, with the Tap Out brand. Because Tap Out pretty much is before and after after workouts with their supplements and creams and stuff. So I feel that'll work real well. They got merchandising. They got the Tap Out brand with the pills and everything. And it all fits into the whole culture. Eventually, because WWE is eventually going to be partnering up with like an MMA corporation, I believe. Because the sports are really joining together. Because there's so many wrestlers are going over to MMA with Bellator or UFC. So I really think all intertwines with the same genre, if you will. So I'm pumped up about that. I'm psyched. Let's get back into the podcast. Yeah. That's how psyched I am. Alright. Right now we're doing a live scan right now. We're looking at stocks that are hot. This has been on our watch list before. AMRN, we're going to take a quick look. It's up 22% with 22 plus million shares traded. Now, we're going into Friday. You know, our Friday strategy, we like stocks that already ran high. And we're just going to look to scalp them on a Friday. They're going to provide that drop and pop pattern, which we look for. So we're going to pull up the level 2 on AMRN. It's up real big right now. 238 bid with a 239 ask. TVIX right now is this broke support. They're under the support I thought the support would be at. Let's see if it could bounce back up off of this. I was thinking support was at 205. Right now we're at 204. SPY is coming up higher right now. So we want to see if this can close strong. They had two solid days where it was starting to form a bull pattern. We tested resistance. Now we're falling off of that resistance. 204 bid with a 205 ask. Dan's tuning in or not, but he has a statement. The run was not that nice. Still. British pattern. Yeah. So 99% of the time when a stock tests its resistance in a bearish pattern, when it tests its resistance, it's going to drastically pull back off in that resistance. And it's going to possibly go to support or below support. Then it's going to find a rally. Then it's going to come up strong. It's going to go higher. That's what I believe. That's usually what happens 99% of the time. Even though it tested resistance, it was still in a bearish pattern. So big deal, it had 2 days where it was up. But overall, the pattern itself was still a bearish pattern. A stock, for order to me, to believe it's going into a bullish pattern, it has to bust through resistance. Then that was a signal that the stock's about to get a new leg and it's about to go back up where it belongs, where we want it to be. But it just ran up, it tapped resistance, it pulled back, it tapped resistance again, then it is flushed. And that's why we opened up lower today, and that's why we're going even lower today. I would like this to hold the 204 range. I would like to see a lot of shares coming at 204, and we could bounce off that 204, head back up to a close between 207 to 210. Even though it will close down for today, it will still be a strong close. Because let's look over at the close it had a few days ago. Let's judge it off of that. The close on the 9th was 203. So really, 203 is support. 198 and 203 are really support then. Because the low on the 6th was 198, and the low on the 9th is $2. And it closed at 203 on the 9th. So $2 on 198 is really support. 203 is a little threshold because it opened at 203 on the 6th and then closed at 203 on the 9th. So let's see if the 203s can hold if we do test the 203s. If not, we know there's a lot of shares on 198 and at $2. Last time it closed below 210 was the 9th. It closed at 203. The close on the 10th was 214. The close on the 11th was 222. And right now it is at 205. So we got to go above that 205. And we can close 207, 210. That is still a sign of a solid, about to be a bullish pattern, but it has to go above that. We have to eventually go on a run, a rally run, and bust through that resistance. If we don't bust through that resistance, this is going to be a bad pattern. This pattern is going to last for a while. A month and a half ago, this was trading from 280 up into the higher threes on a daily basis. It told us the market went on a huge bull run. It shoved the volatility down for this so huge where we're pretty much collapsed. Now we're stuck in this pattern where it started to breathe out of the pattern just a little, but not enough. Oh, wow. I didn't realize this was all CTIC. I totally forgot about that stock. See, if you trade like me, you forget about a lot of stocks you own or you trade. I still own it. It was only 1,000 shares, so it was nothing to write home about. It's very small. Very small position. I'm in at 275. Now it's at 259. I might just cut my losses here at 260. I only got 1,000 shares. So let's see if I can get a 260. It's a 15-cent loss on 1,000 shares. Not a big deal. I'm just pretty much playing with my profits from Gurn and Plug of last month. So I'm okay. Trying to get a 260. I take a 15-cent loss. I don't care. I totally forgot I owned this. I've been so distracted with my webinars and talking about Plug. All right, now I got my order in. Let's see if it fills. Now I'm going back to Plug. Let's talk about Plug. Plug right now is 276. What the 277 ask? Let's see if this can close above this. I don't think so, though. I think this closes below 276. Calling it right now. I don't care if I'm wrong. I'm calling it right now. This closes below 276. I had lunch today at Wendy's. I haven't had Wendy's in years. It's pretty good. I'm just so pumped up right now. We're having an interview next week with the live CEO of AXXE. It's huge. I want to do a lot of interviews very soon with a lot of public companies. I know in the beginning, all the companies I'm going to be allowed to do are like companies over the counter, because I got to build up. I got to build a podcast up where we can go after a big board company, which I will get one. I'm kind of hoping Plug will come on, answer some questions, just because I was a huge supporter of Plug. I'm sure you saw all my tweets. You know, at one point they actually followed me on Twitter. They kind of unfollowed me, I think, a couple months ago when I said some harsh things. Now I just harass them on Twitter. I don't care. That's when they're scanner again. AMR, and it came down in price. It was 25%, now it's 21%. Oh, here's a company to take a look at. Windstream Holdings. I'm going to look them up real quick. Stream Holdings. If there's any news, I'm not sure, but I think Windstream's the another company that kind of like Frontier. Yes, it is. It is okay. So they have a telephony product of the year. Okay, yeah, it's pretty much Windstream. It's another telecommunications company like Frontier, where they offer fiber optic, wireless, and DSL compatible internet services like internet telephone and broadband services for your computer to go online. They don't actually offer the services. They actually are usually the maker. If you had, say you had AT&T and you know your system, your modem was either Windstream or Motorola. So they pretty much make the product. So they're more like the manufacturer. Highly suggest to take out the... Right now, it's at rock bottom right now. It hit a 52-week low on the 10th. That was a few days ago at 748. Right now, it is at 776, so it is above the 52-week low. I 100% recommend this right now. This isn't a good pattern. The 52-week high is at 1330. It's trading above average with 9 million plus shares traded. The average is 7 million plus. They actually have a dividend. So they actually are a strong company right now. This is just see why. Let's find out why they're actually pulling back in price. Part of the S&P 500 also. Dividend dog. Wow. Frontier's $10.54 billion. Okay. Come on, I'm reading. Okay. That's okay. That's why they're going down. They're selling off assets. Which, like, Frontier's probably going to buy a lot of assets from them. That's why they're coming down in price. The overall picture might be actually really bad right now. That doesn't mean you can't trade this. The volume is there. The price action is there. 775 open with the 79, with the 792 high. Right now it's at 776. That was a good swing trade. Let's see tomorrow what the action brings tomorrow. But let's get back to level 2. I want to see if my order filled at CTIC. See if I got out of this. Not yet. Let's see if TVX got close strong. There's about 34 to 35 minutes left in the market. Let's see if this can close strong. Pay close attention that the share buys that come in this range. That, like we talked about last night in the webinar. Pay close attention to the buys and the sells coming in and write down on a pen and paper, write down the amount of shares that are being bought at this price and sold. Big buys, though, not small stuff, big stuff. Stuff with like the 3,000 share range to and above. Here we go, 204, 27,000 shares, 700s came in. We're gonna go lower. We're gonna go below 204. 200 right here. Another 27,000. Right there alone, total of 60,000 shares just came in at 204 for buys. We're gonna have to test 203. The big buyers are coming in. It has to be pulled back. It happens all the time when big buyers come in. We might tap 203. 203 right now, I'm calling this in true support. That was the open and the close, back to back, as I went over earlier. Here comes 203. Called it. There's around. Back to 204. That was good. That's good indication that we pretty much just popped back up above the 203. Or back to 203. Let's see what can happen. This closed around 370,000 shares at 203. And it's climbing. More at 203. That was about 400,000 shares at 203. And it's still climbing. All right, 400,000 shares at 203. 500,000 shares plus at 203. the walls being built up of 203. There's 100,000 shares at 204 on the ask, and there's 500,000 shares plus at the wall at the bid site at 203. 500,000 shares at 203. Just pay close attention that all how many at the ask, how many buys come in at the ask. Big orders. Good idea of support, and it gives you a good idea for resistance later on. $245,400 shares at 203. You sold off 300,000 plus at the 203. They're gone. Now we're down to below 200,000 shares at 203. So that support level of 203 is being sold off. As of right now, 202, and okay, the people that were at 202, now they're at 203, because the 203 now has 274,500 shares. The next up after 203 is $2. $2 is the main support. You have 198 and you have $2. That was the last 5 trading days of the two lows. So the bid wall is getting thin. This should actually indicate to the market makers that the higher this has this going on a run, then we could have another pullback. Because it's not strong enough to go on a major run. It will pretty much collapse in price like we are right now, like it did. 202s are back on the wall, 70,700. Now, as this forms, let's check out Gurn, because Gurn is running hard. Gurn is running really, really nice. At a light volume day, only 8 million wool shares traded. This was trading 25 to 30 million shares. Days like this, when a stock runs on light volume, means there's not a lot of sellers. This is walking up the price. This is going hard. I love this stock. This was actually on watch today. If you're a member of our live trading room, you can add me to Skype, Short Pinks. I'm just saying, Tim Sykes' girlfriend, damn. That's all I gotta say. It's a lucky bitch right there, man. I heard about him. He's a model. He's just a rich-ass Jew. Just saying. I gotta ask if he has a sister. She's mad young, too. She's only like 20 years old. He's 35. It's okay. Anyway, enough of that. Yeah. All right. We're back at level 2 on TVIX. Two oh threes got 400. It's going back up to 500,000 shares at 203. That's a good sign. And the bid wall, it's around 468,500. That was in the 480 range. Just going high. Let's go back up to 500,000. That's a good sign. But I would like to see this bounce off of his 203s and 204s and go back up to close to 210 for a close. It is at 336. Let's check our plug real quick. 276, 277 ass. Below average volume trading again. That's a good indication at all. Plus volume, average volume is 4 million plus, you know, 2 million plus. Yeah, I know the same. Plug. Open up a 281. High of 284. Well, 270. Now it's a 276. So the previous close was 280. It's not looking good. This. I gotta read this article. Hold on. Oh, okay. It was an article on how to short talk. It's hilarious. All right, let's check out all the fuel cell companies right now. Let's see where they're all trading at today. FCEL, Connecticut-based company, down 2.9%, 2 million shares. That's a change trading. 127 bid with the 128 and BL. BLDP. Down some change as well. But even a million shares traded. 220 with a 221 bit was an ask. This company again sold off patents to Volkswagen in exchange for cash to stay running with their operation. Or close to failing. And Plug. Another stock that is down today. The question is, are fuel cells even worth it anymore? With oil so cheap, do we even need fuel cell? Do we even need solar? Do we need nuclear? I don't think so. Oil is dirt cheap. There's no more 100, 200, 150 gallon oil anymore. Barrel oil anymore. It is about 40, 50 bucks. It is cheap. No need at all for alternative energy. Solar companies are hurting. Oil companies are hurting. But mostly, it's affecting alternative energy, like fuel cell. You can get oil now at 47.07 now. 47. That's oil. There's no more 100. There's no more 125. There's no more 150. It is completely trash. You can get it below 80 bucks. So why is there a high demand need for alternative energy when oil is so cheap now? Even natural gas is down. Let's check out gold. Gold's up today. Bonds. Bonds are up. The 30-year note should be flying off the shelves right now. Forex, US and the Euro, Asia, up huge. Europe, down. US is up nice. The Dow's up real good. S&P 500 is up nice. And NASDAQ is up nice. Let's check out SPY now. See how SPY is doing. Hope you guys are having a great week and a great day. I'm having a blast. Big things happening. Join my webinar for tomorrow night. The link's in the description. Sign up. It's going to be a good time. Oh, wow. Woo! Yes, we're on TVAX right now. The bid now is at 202. Let's see where this can go. I want a strong close. I don't think I'm going to get it. It's a total reversal right now. Oh man, I'm just reading a comment right now. Thanks, Kelly. That made my day. That's hilarious. Oh man. All right, back to business. Yeah. So like I was saying earlier, that TVIX. It was always still in a bearish trend. It didn't break resistance. That's why I did not get back in. I always said I was going to get in if it actually broke the resistance of 225. If it broke that, I would have loaded up. Because we wouldn't be at 202 right now. We'll be at like probably 235 to 240. But it didn't break resistance yet. Is it, was it head faked by the market? No. It's just most stocks do this when they hit resistance and they don't break it. They pull back. The people get nervous when it pulls back, so they just get out. And it causes the stock to fall. Even with all this great stuff going in the market today, SPY is only up 1.6. It's not like it's up like 4.40 or anything like that. It's a downward trend. Just look at the chart from February 2nd all the way up until now. You can see the chart is pretty much just starting to downtrend, right? It hit its highs, and it's just it's starting to form a downward pattern. It's actually below average volume today too. The average volume is close to 100 million shares traded, and 99 is some change. It is at today 69 million is some change. So even all the great stuff going on in the market today, SPY is still down teetering. It's only even for the week. The 6 was down 1.41. Then the next day they gained 41. Then they lost 162. Then they lost 23. And now they're Right now it's at 124. So we find out tomorrow if you close green for the week or you close red. So it's all indications is we're going into a bearish trend with the SPY, or we're still going with that surging bull. That plays into the volatility with TVIX. So it's always good to pay attention to the amount of shares that come in and the amount of shares that go. Because with every buy, there's a sell. In the market, it's just shares just exchange hands. Somebody comes in and somebody leaves. So what it is. It's like, I want to buy this. And somebody's like, I want to sell this. It's all what it is. Holy fucking shit. Wow. I just saw my activity log just went huge freaking red. What the fuck? We're at 201 now. There's close to a million shares at 201 and growing. Now teetering. Now we're around 864,000 shares at 201. We possibly might break $2. We may go below $2. Holy shit. The market can't close fast enough. The market cannot close fast enough. I wanted a strong close. We're not getting it. But I want a strong indication that we don't break this 201. I do not want to break this 201. Because I know 196, the $2 is the main support. Those were the two smallest prices for the week. I don't want to break that. I didn't want to break 204. We need it. The market makers have to help us out here. We need a nice bull run. We need 202 to come to bid and 203 to come to ask. We'll just walk up a little before it pulls back some more so that we can keep support. See, the market makers play a hand in this too. They have to give us support. Okay, the asses are coming up. Okay, here we come. Here we come. Here we go. .203 is just popping up right here. I see a box with .203. There's one box right now. Two boxes of .203. If we get three or four boxes with .203, this possibly could surge a little. .203 on the ask. It'll be .202 on the bid. We need more boxes with .203, though. .202 is staying strong on the ask right now. People are just looking to get out. Staying very firmly. Either those are shorts covering low, or it's just people worried as hell that they're getting out. But I wouldn't be too worried, though, because even at this range right here at the app, this is extremely low. This is like 52-week low range right here. The low twos and the high ones. This is dirt cheap right here. Okay, two boxes to 203s came back up, and they're gone again, and they're back. We need 3 to 4 boxes more with 203s to surge up to see if we could possibly test with a 203 ask with the 202 bid. Let's see if we can get it. For that to happen, we need some buys to come in at 202. Okay, here we go. Three boxes now with 203 coming up on the wall. There's around 87,400 shares, 94,400 shares now at 203. So we can see if this will surge up a little. Okay, now the 203s are gone now. Now they left. Now they're back. guys switching their orders around. That happens a lot. There's 60,800 shares, or 93,700 shares at 203. There's 1, 2, 3, there's 4 boxes. Can this run higher? There's 1,000, there's, okay, maybe not. Okay, here we go. Starting to come up. There's 6 orders at 202, and there's 3 orders at 203. 9 orders at 201. A million plus at 201. It is 353. There's 4 boxes now of 203. Price, current price is 202. Possibly after hours, this might go to 203 or above. As long as we close above $2 is what I want to do. I want to keep the 201s, and I'm going to close above that. I would like to go on a small little run before the close, though. I like to see some 203 and 204 action. We don't want no big orders to come in right here. We don't want somebody to buy up big right now. Because that will lower the price, which we don't want that. The 202s are extremely strong right now. And the ask. It is not very difficult, and the chart was not nice. The chart is actually very bad right now. It's not in a bullish pattern. It's in a bearish pattern. You're looking at intrade. You got to look at the whole round, the last 10, 15 days, to judge if the charts are even bearish or bullish. That one-minute chart is going to kill you. Last thing we need right here is any big orders to come in. This can cause the price to pull back even more. And I want to keep this 201 range. There's a million plus at 201 right now with the ask at 202. There's 270,000 shares from 202. And they're big blocks too. 196 and 194s are creeping up on the bid board. Pay close attention to that. The person who just bought 12,000 shares at 205, like a half an hour ago, he just 205.1. He just sold out right now at 201, so he's leaving. He's cutting his losses short. So how do I know this? Because I write big orders down. So I know where I can say, okay, this is a support right here. Okay, this is where resistance is. And so on. That's how I always can know when the stock is about to pull back. Because I know when the momentum is actually going to slow down. Look at charts live. I look at level 2. I base everything off level 2. This is why I'm extremely successful at what I do. I know the patterns I want to trade in. So I only trade stocks that trade the same pattern. I base everything off level 2. That's what people want to buy and sell it at. So I don't care what the charts tell me. Charts actually lie. Live charts lie. Okay. 201 bid still with the 202 ask. The 196 is starting to creep up. $2 is creeping up now. Oh boy. 202 is still sitting there and bleeding out. The $2 is creeping up huge right now. We're about to see 201 ask with a $2 bid. I hope not. There's a million shares plus at 202. It's just bleeding. 202 is bleeding out. There is carnage in the street right now on TVIX. Carnage. There you go. I have another soundboard for you guys. This is funny shit right here. You're gonna laugh your asses off.
You know why so we're having doubts and reservations. Now's the time to say so. I won't think any less of you. But once you enter this family, smoke it now. Family comes before everything else. Everything. Before your wife and your children and your mother and your father. It's a thing of honor. And God forbid if you get sick or something happens.
Can't hurt. We'll take care of you, because that's part of it. You stay within the family. Whew,
gives me chills.
There we go.
Just when I thought I was out,
he pulled me back in. Yeah. All right. We're at 201. Market is closed. The last was 202. So we close on the axe side. I want to see if I got out of CTIC. Did my order fill? My order filled. I filled the 260. I'm out. I totally forgot I was even in it. I took a 15-cent loss on 1,000 shares. It's not the end of the world. $150. I spend that on drinks. I'm okay. So, he's giving away $2 million, isn't that nice? I want some. So now he's teaching Plexico Burris how to trade. I watched that news conference. Let me tell you, Plexico Burris sounds like an idiot. I love him as a football player, but the dude can't speak. Dan. What price you win at TVX, Mike? If you actually been listening to what I've been saying, you wouldn't ask me stupid questions. Maybe my so-called star student should start tuning in to what I'm talking about. Instead of weeping and being sorry that he's been losing him, right? It's to put some more effort in to his education. I just hate having to answer myself over and over and over again the stupid questions. I say it once, you should write it down. Anyway, so next week, I don't know what day yet, have to confirm it, but I'm going to have a public CEO come on for a live interview. I'm going to spend whole weekend writing some questions down to ask them. I can't wait. This is going to be awesome. I'm pumped up. You have no idea. The podcast is growing. AXXE is a pink sheet company that is up and coming. They have plans to uplist, which is huge. They're based out of Toronto, Canada. Daniel is going to be coming on. He is pretty much the president and CEO and company director, and he's the MD, which means he's a doctor. That is awesome. So, can't wait for that. A lot of information to come out on that, guys. Now, on an entertainment note, if you like video games, if you have an Xbox One, add me, Biff1213. I'd love to play some GTA with you, play some Heist. All right, guys, that's the podcast for tonight. I'm done. Time to relax. Time to celebrate. It's been a good week. Fridays are usually my slow days. I don't do too much. I might scalp a little if I trade at all. This week's been a very busy week. As always, let the trading guides be with you. Talk to you later. Join the webinar. Webinar tomorrow night. 9 p.m. to 11. Don't be late. Catch you later.